with reporting from around the world. It's time for Eye on Travel with America's number one frontline travel news journalist, Peter Greenberg. And now, the man who travels over 400,000 miles each year, Peter Greenberg.
And welcome back to Eye on Travel for this third weekend of January 2021. If you're just joining us, let me tell you where we're coming from. 21 degrees, 9 minutes north, 86 degrees, 51 minutes west. We're at Le Blanc, an amazing resort right here in Cancun in Mexico. Of course, you can always reach me, Peter at petergreenberg.com, with your name, phone number, question or problem. We'll solve it right here on the air. A note of you for you who don't know where Le Blanc is, I discovered this resort quite by accident about 8 years ago. I was down here on an assignment, and that's where they had booked me to stay. I knew nothing about the resort. I walked in, I was told it was an all-inclusive, and I went, oh God, I just didn't want to do that. And then I found out that this is the one place, the one all-inclusive in which everything truly is included. As I was walking to my room, they told me that all my international calls, unlimited, were free. All the alcohol, I'm not a drinker, was free, but it was nice to know that. The food sources were not guessing the age of the Frankfurter and the rotisserie. It was really great food choice. They make their own ice cream here. It was even your water sports were included. I looked as far as I could look to find the asterisk to think about all the things that were not included. Couldn't find it. And it remains one of my favorite hotels in Cancun simply because of their transparency and what they're offering. So check them out. It's a place I now willingly come back to every time I'm in this part of Mexico. So much to talk about this week. So let's get right to your emails. Here's one from Leslie Niron, who writes, I purchased the JetBlue ticket using points and paid the tax of $115. I canceled the ticket because my pals decided not to go, and the points went back to my account. They did not refund the tax. It went into my travel bank. Is this correct information? Well, according to JetBlue, that is their policy. And here's the thing. At least they didn't keep the tax. A lot of airlines will play a game, and they'll charge you for the tax even if you don't use the ticket, when in fact, you paid for something you didn't use. At this point, for $115, Leslie, be happy it's in your travel bank. Use that money as soon as you can. Okay, that's the deal here. Certain times it's just not a hill to die on, and this is one of those times. But at least they didn't keep the tax. Some airlines will play that game, and they're even bad. Here's one from Clinton Dempsey, who writes, I want to go to Costa Rica on July 21st. Is it likely that airlines would mandate the vaccine for travel? Well, it's not likely for July 21st, but it's possible. We're going in that direction of a vaccination passport or proof of vaccination. Already, airlines like Qantas in Australia are saying, when we start flying again, you can only get on the plane if you can show proof of vaccination. My guess is that's also going to happen with cruise ships and every other country. Right now, by the way, if you're going to Costa Rica, they essentially require you to buy at about $10 a day health insurance that actually works, by the way, because once you buy that insurance, if you should contract the virus, that insurance kicks in to pay for you to be stabilized and treated there and to be repatriated back to the U.S. to the doctor and medical facility of your choice for further treatment. That's what we need these days. We need destination assurance, and Costa Rica has done that. Here's one from Kristen Martin, who writes, what is your thought about traveling to Cozumel the last week in March? Will we need to show proof of vaccination to go? Probably not by March, and probably Mexico won't be first in line for that, but it's coming, guys. I'm just telling you right now, it's coming, that proof of vaccination. Now, here's an email from somebody who doesn't agree with me, from Carol Rollo, who goes, I just listened to your gleeful support of a travel card for all people. Are you nuts? Have you ever heard of the Mark of the Beast, where everyone must have certain identification to do anything? What kind of fool are you? Do you understand the negative ramifications of this by using COVID fear of death to take away all of our freedoms? Carol, remind me not to fly with you. This is not a political statement. This is a public health issue. How many times do I have to say it? Are you going to be the one next to me not wearing a mask? Because you ain't going to be next to me if you are. Look, I know that not everybody has died from coronavirus, which is your argument. You're right. The majority of people haven't died from it. I want to stay in that majority, don't you? Good. If you want to travel, it's going to be a requirement, I'm telling you right now, to have proof of vaccination. Look, I've had to carry a yellow health card for the last 30 years to go to certain countries in Africa to prove that I've been vaccinated for yellow fever and smallpox, even tetanus. So this is not a new idea here, and it doesn't restrict my freedoms to travel anywhere in the world. In fact, it gives me the freedom to travel anywhere in the world. So I am, as you say, I am supporting evil in the name of protection. Risk is a part of life. You bet. Let's talk about calculated risk. That's what I'm talking about. And you know what? My calculated risk means I'm going to get vaccinated, and I hope you do too, because if you're not, we ain't sitting next to each other. In fact, I won't even be in the same zip code as you. All right? And again, I am not making a political statement here. I am making a practical one. People need to know this. It's just, look, there will be lawsuits filed. We are a litigious country. There will be people claiming, as you do, that getting vaccinated takes away your freedom. By the way, you have the freedom not to be vaccinated. You do know that, don't you? You do have the freedom not to get vaccinated. But the airlines, look at Qantas right now, and other airlines will follow suit. They're going to basically say, Carol, it's okay, fly on somebody else. And if you can find another airline to fly on or a country to go to that will let you in without that, you might find one. But then guess what happens? They'll say, come on in, Carol, and quarantine for the rest of your life. Which one would you like? All right? It's crazy, but that's the way we live. And that's the way we're going to have to live right now. That's the real world issue here. It's not making a political statement. It's not going on a march. It's not waving a separate flag. It's realizing that common sense does have a place in our country. It has a place in our society. It's what allows us to be a nation of laws and to embrace common sense that allows us to have the freedoms that we have. And that's going to be my entire political statement for this show. But in any case, I've gotten a number of other emails from folks who bought tickets, and this is a crazy one, who bought tickets on online travel agencies, the OTAs, or of course, on significant airlines, and they were supposed to get a refund. Here's the crazy part. Where did the refund go? Was the refund paid, by the way, by the airlines? It was, but it went back to the OTA, and the OTA is not giving it back to the passenger. That is a breach of contract of the highest order. And for those of you who had that happen to you, and you've been emailing me, just know that I'm on the case because I don't understand why the airline wouldn't refund it directly to you. But they're playing games. If they're giving it back to the OTA, then the OTA is holding on to the money. That is a total breach of contract. And by the way, it will be proven in any court of law that they violated the contract because they're operating as your travel agent. If they're operating, that behavior means this way, because right now they're operating as the airline's travel agent and they don't believe you exist. They can't have it both ways. So continue to email me with those examples. I'm on the case with all these OTAs. It's going to be a while before it's solved, but just know it's a continuing issue and we will stay on top of it. And we will also stay on top of the vaccination situation. With all due respect to Carol, who thinks I'm a jerk and a nut and a fool, by the way, I'm not. I will give you the updates as soon as I get them, as the rules continue to change and be refined. But I just want you to know that things are looking good because of the vaccine. Our confidence level is rising because of the vaccine. We're going to be traveling more because of the vaccine. Our liability issues are going to be lessened because of the vaccine. Okay, I've rested my case. But coming up next, we're going to talk to Zach Griff from The Points Guy on a lot of new developments, including the vaccine you might want to know about. Back from Cancun, right after this.
Your flight might be late, but we're on time. Eye on Travel will be right back. Been listening to Eye on Travel with Peter Greenberg. Visit our website at www.petergreenberg.com for more information and sign up for our newsletter. Eye on Travel is a CBS Audio Network production.
52 minutes after the hour, Peter Greenberg here with you from Le Blanc. It's a spa resort right here in Cancun in the state of Quintana Roo in Mexico. You can always reach me, peter@petergreenberg.com, with your name, phone number, question, or problem. Happy to answer it right here on the air. Let's go right to your emails. Here's one from Philip Ralston, who writes, if I get the vaccine by this summer, will I need to get a COVID test before flying to Hawaii? Believe it or not, Philip, the answer is yes, you will. Getting the vaccine at this moment is not going to relieve you of the responsibility of also being tested. So that may change, but right now, those are still the rules that are at play. Remember, we're going to still be wearing masks for at least another year. And even if I get the vaccine, I'm sure they're going to ask for testing. One of the reasons why you're seeing so many hotels offering testing now as part of their package, their room package, is because it's not just to be attractive to people coming to the hotel, it's to allow the people to be able to leave the hotel to fly back home. Remember the new CDC rule that kicks in on January 26th for people coming into the United States, Americans and foreigners. Doesn't matter which country you're coming from or which country you're from, you're going to have to show a valid negative COVID-19 test within 72 hours of your flight. And you have to show that at the counter when you get to the airport, to the airline. It's got to be done in an acceptable format, either a written statement that's signed properly or one that's on your iPhone or your other electronic device. And it's going to happen. So you're going to start seeing hotel after hotel after hotel overseas offer that testing so that people can travel with assurance that they can go home. And that's what's going to happen. Here's one from a lot of vaccine questions today. Christine Bulvin writes, "You have mentioned that we will have to carry proof of getting the vaccine. I am not going to be able to get the vaccine. How is that going to be handled?" Christine, are you saying you can't get it because it's not available to you, or you have some physical condition that would not allow you to sustain that vaccine? It would be basically like a severe allergic reaction. Until you answer that question, I can't answer yours, so let me know. But if you don't have a physical condition or a precondition that's going to not allow you to take the vaccine, well, you're going to have to get it. All right, so there's that one. We're getting vaccine questions left and right. Here's one from Louis Barcevic. I hope I pronounced this correctly. "My cousins from Milan, Italy, have scheduled a trip to Chicago for mid-May 2021. Will they be able to make this trip? Will they be allowed into the U.S.? Should they cancel and reschedule for the fall?" No, they're going to be able to make it. But remember, under the new CDC rules, they're going to have to show a valid COVID-19 negative test within 72 hours of their departure time from Italy to Chicago. So just let them know that they need to do that. And since it's for mid-May, then they don't get tested now. Oh, they should get tested now if they want to be. But in terms of making that flight, they're going to have to get tested within 3 days, 72 hours of their flight in mid-May. All right. This is another vaccination question from Robert Grossman, who asks, "What are your thoughts on the implications of being vaccinated will be for cruising as early as August 2021? You know what? He's saying that he's reading that once cruising resumes, passengers will be forced to take the ship's excursions only in order to preserve a safety bubble. Doing so will allow the ship greater control as they can foster relations with vendors and be assured that they are following the same safety protocols. As someone who likes to book their own excursions with private guides or use of locals, will being vaccinated allow one to go off in this direction, or will it be too soon to tell?" That's a really fair question, Bob, because right now, as you know, when they've done some of the test cruises in Europe, the shore excursions were rather rigid affairs, right? You couldn't leave the ship on your own. You couldn't explore the port on your own. You had to be escorted by members of the ship's crew onto dedicated buses to dedicated locations that had already been pre-screened. That is still going to be the case until the vaccines are widely implemented. Once we get to the point of that universally accepted vaccine card or proof of vaccination card or immunity passport, you're not going to be able to do shore excursions on your own. You may not even be able to get on the ship by yourself without that. So the answer to your question in a long way around is, in the short term, we're going to be talking about only escorted shore excursions, or for excursions on your own, only if you can show that proof of vaccination. But once again, my guess is you're still going to be tested before you get on the ship, probably once during the cruise, and before you get off the ship, even if you've had the vaccine. So please be aware of that. It's the coming reality, whether you like it or not. And the good news is, we're seeing a new insurance product coming out, which is going to protect you and protect your travel investment should you get COVID-19. You'll probably pay a less premium. It's like all insurance. If you're a non-smoker, you get a discount on your rate. Well, if you get vaccine, you're going to get a discount on your rate. But the insurance products that are coming out in the next 6 to 8 months were actually going to be worthwhile as opposed to worthless, which will allow you to travel in more confidence and allow the travel providers to welcome you with more confidence. Look, we're getting into a brave new world of increased documentation. We're going to have to live with that. But the good news is we get to travel with that. I understand it. And as we get to the intersection of wider implementation of the vaccines with pent-up demand for travel, it's inevitable. It is absolutely inevitable. So stick around, stay tuned, and know that by I would say end of April, early May, assuming they continue to ramp up the speed at which the vaccines are distributed, we're going to get to that point, right? New insurance programs, new vaccination cards, and the ability now to get back out there and travel. That music means we're at the end of the entire show. I want to thank everybody who's helped us out here. Alessandra B., our producer, Jeff Ryder back on the boards in New York, and of course, the staff here at LeBlanc in Cancun. We couldn't have done it without you. We'll see you next week, folks, from the inauguration in Washington, D.C.
You've been listening to Eye on Travel with Peter Greenberg. Visit our website at www.petergreenberg.com for more information and sign up for our newsletter. Eye on Travel is a CBS Audio Network production.